Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything, where you can ask me anything about CTE, teaching multiple preps, being a mom, secondary teaching, being an administrator, whatever you want to ask. If you have a question, feel free to send me an email at hello@kristenmasick.com or a DM on Instagram at kristenmasick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. This week's question comes from Charlotte, and she says, I am a new teacher and I'm already feeling the greatest anxiety about the new school year. The time I spend at home preparing for 4 preps and all other things on my plate is wearing me thin. I'm already considering a career change. I came from industry. I'm looking for reassurance and advice on how to prioritize all the things I'm juggling. I want to give everything 100%, but physically and mentally cannot. In your experience, how would you prioritize your time and effort towards these tasks? Or are some of these tasks things that you would delegate 100% to students? And she lists her tasks below. FBLA yearbook, which includes picture days, school store, another state-specific competitive club, concession stand inventory for all home games, her 4 preps, after-school entrepreneurial program, and they're wanting my classes to do our school's social media and broadcasting. Well, Charlotte, that is a lot, but I think some of us can relate to you based on being a CTE teacher, being asked to teach a bunch of things, but then also asked to do a lot of things outside of the classroom, although there can be some overlap. I think you already had the basic idea of delegating as much as possible. You didn't tell me, but I am making the assumption that you are probably at a high school. And knowing that your students are probably more capable, they're still going to need your expertise, your guidance, and it's going to be more of them doing the work instead of you being you are going to be more or less like facilitating, managing most of what they're doing. What I would suggest is, because I'm going to suggest that you try to give as much as possible to students, first off, let your admin team know that you are going to be trying to give as much of this responsibility to students, just so they have your back, and maybe there are things that they can help you manage as far as the students go. And so there will be some grace. You're going to need to give your students grace, but then your admin team is going to need to give you some grace as well, because you are allowing students to have this opportunity to really take control of this. You don't want things to come back on you, especially coming from industry. You may already have some feelings of needing to reach certain goals. But just know that this is going to be a learning experience for all involved, and just set yourself up for success that way, to give yourself grace as much as possible. But the most important thing you're going to do at the beginning of the school year is to create some systems. Now, there might be some systems that you already used in industry when it comes to business that can help you with the inventory, but you also think about some systems that might be able to cross over. If you're doing school store and inventory at the games, could there be some systems or some checkout things or some forms or things that people fill out on a regular basis that make it so that you and your job will be easier to just look over and see, are things happening? Are things getting done? What needs to be ordered? You are just more of the manager, like overseeing what is happening. You are going to have definitely stressful moments of the year. I want you to also calendar when those are going to be. Yearbook is going to be super stressful when it comes to the deadlines. Make sure that you are marking those deadlines now and planning around that, meaning that when you are planning what you are doing in your classes or anything else, you are going to try to take as much off of your plate during those seasons as possible. Whatever you can do to really have your classes being like run by themselves, that is going to be the best. So look at each of those things that you are supervising and overseeing, and look at what those key times are. If you've got FBLA, when and where are your competitions going to be, and how much are you going to be involved in that? I would try to still delegate that as much as possible, and how you're going to do that is you need to find some student leaders who can really take over and run with it. They are going to be the ones who plan all of the activities. They are going to be the ones that recruit students. They are going to be the ones who really make this their own, and that will actually help them have the best experience possible because they are essentially going to be in charge, which is what you want to do anyways. As an advisor, your job is to advise them. You don't have to be doing all of the things. Try to get that to go as much as possible on the students. Now, I'm also wanting to tell you about the broadcasting and the social media. There is a program called Class Intercom, and what it will allow you to do is it will allow students to create social media posts, and then they go to a place where it holds for like waiting for your approval. Now, you could be the approver, or if at all possible, maybe you would have an administrator be an approver. The thing with that is it's just going to be nice if your students are creating things to have another set of eyes before it actually goes out on social media. This would be a great way to do that because then you're not actually giving students login capabilities and you are not having to do everything. You're not having to post everything. It sounds pretty simple. I've never used it before, but I have seen some presentations, Class Intercom. But once again, there could be other things that are like that. Now with the broadcasting, I'm not sure exactly how it runs in your school, but when I was doing our class announcements, we ended up having it so that my students would record it 2 days prior to them going live so that it could be put up on a website and then teachers could access it anytime. You may want to consider something like that and not have it live. Having students do the bulk of everything, but even giving yourself a little bit of a grace period in case you need to have students re-record something or redo something, you're giving yourself some time, and then having it somewhere where teachers can access it, that could be a way to make it a little bit less stressful for you. My final bit of advice when it comes to everything that you have on your plate, Charlotte, is to make sure that you are in constant communication with your admin team and really being clear and transparent with them when you need help or when things are getting to be a little bit too much. Being able to have that open communication, setting some boundaries too, so that these tasks don't overtake your life, because these can easily overtake your life. Quite honestly, just even one of these extracurricular things can overtake your life and can be all-consuming if you are the one being the sole person in charge. Set some boundaries, utilize your admin team, let them know when you need help. There probably are some resources within the school, whether that is a student, it could be a secretary, a technician, a para, someone that might be able to accomplish some of your systems every single week. Often you need to have it done, and then you can just be the overseer or the supervisor. Just remember, you've got those other resources as well, and that your priority really is teaching students, but your students can learn and gain a lot this year by having the responsibility placed on them with some assistance from you in creating those systems that will help everyone involved be successful. If you are like Charlotte and you have a question for me, make sure that you shoot me a DM or an email, and I will answer it during this special summer series. Until next week.